You're listening to The Takeover on Life FM, and we are partway through Wellness Wednesdays with Kelly Kay from Kelly Kay Naturopath. And Kelly, tonight we are talking about women's health predominantly because it was International Women's Day last week, and we're discussing predominantly period health. That's, I guess, one of the main differences between men and women when it comes to our health and regular lifestyles is that women have periods and men don't. So we've just spoken a little bit about what a period actually is. It's part of a menstrual cycle, what some of the symptoms are. Before we start talking right now about how to actually get support when those symptoms are really out of whack and they're causing disruption to our everyday life, there is a little bit of, we were chatting a little bit off air about how the actual period itself can represent what is actually happening in the female body at the time. Can you go into that in a little bit more detail?
So one of the ways to think about your period is as a report card for your overall health. So if often the period will be, or the menstrual cycle can be affected when there's other things going on. And these can be influenced by things in our environment. So our diet, our stress levels, even environmental chemicals now are a huge problem and play a big part in women's health because of their molecular structure is similar to some of our hormones as well. So all of those things can play a part in how your cycle is.
Presents itself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So is there a way that we can kind of look at our own cycle and judge that for ourselves, or is it something that's best to talk to a professional about?
So you can get an idea for yourself. So some of those symptoms we spoke about in the first half, you know, if you're getting excessive pain, you're needing painkillers. If you are building your calendar, changing your social events and things around your period because you feel so unwell, if you're having nausea, if you're having very heavy bleeding, clotting, all of these are signals to first point of call, go to your GP and try and get some investigations happening to see what's going on. And then perhaps reach out to, you know, a naturopath or a nutritionist or someone who can help support you through looking at what you can do in your diet, using nutrients and herbal medicines as well to try and support a healthy period and a healthy cycle.
Yeah.
So those would be the two areas I would go for first. And make sure you're doing all the basics, like getting enough sleep and trying to get some movement, eating lots of fruit and veggies, drinking lots of water, all those types of things that we talk about probably every week. But
yeah, those kinds of like everyday wellness and health things.
Yeah.
Before we kind of wrap up, I wanted to just ask quickly for the young men who are listening who are thinking, yes, I do have a sister or a girlfriend or my best friend is female. How can I support them during those times where they are struggling with mood swings or they've got pain? What would you say to that?
I think probably the biggest thing is if you can be open about allowing them to talk about it, and if you're comfortable or you can find a space where you're comfortable doing that, that's probably one of the biggest things, because otherwise it's very isolating for the person experiencing it. And so that takes away some of that isolation.
Yeah, yeah.
I think secondly, encouraging them, if this is an ongoing problem, encouraging them to get some professional support and getting some investigations, because there could be something underlying going on that could be addressed either medically or nutritionally or however you like, that could help alleviate some of their suffering.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I know we were going to chat about endometriosis, which we've kind of run out of time for, but just very quickly, Kelly, endometriosis can be something that can be shown through some of those really nasty symptoms of, you know, of our periods.
Yes, yes. So endometriosis typically looks like very extremely heavy periods, usually extreme pain, and often, you know, can be pain through the back and the legs as well. There's often digestive issues as well alongside that. Nausea can be a symptom and often coincides with migraines and headaches around the time of the certain times of the cycle. And endometriosis is something that 1 in 9 women experience.
Wow.
So it's a huge issue, very difficult to diagnose.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of women, unfortunately, suffering silently.
Who don't even realise.
Yeah, who don't even realise, that's right. And even the ones that have had a diagnosis have, you know, can find it quite difficult to manage.
Mm.
But there is, you know, hope. There are ways of sort of managing it so that it doesn't so severely impact your life and reduce your symptoms. So, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, very interesting and great to hear that there is some hope out there for people who are struggling with endometriosis or other severe symptoms of periods at the moment. So, Kelly Kay, thank you so much for joining us tonight and for having this chat. It's not really an easy one to have because it is still so taboo to talk about periods, particularly in such a public way. So thank you so much for joining us. It's definitely something that we should be talking about more.
No worries. Thank you for addressing the topic.